Hi, and welcome to the Solacast from Solimar Systems. I'm Jonathan Malone McGrew, the Director of Communication and Engagement for Solimar Systems. Today we have an exciting topic for you about the power of what is considered post-composition document reengineering tools. And just to step back a little bit and talk a little bit more about what we mean by that is, in most cases, whether you're in direct mail or transactional and billing type of communications like bills and statements and mortgage statements and insurance prospectus and EOBs or the explanation of benefits, you have a system in your organization that creates that document, that file that you then put together with all the data and create all the customer communications. Or in fact, when you create direct mail or a marketing piece, you are using some software or some what we call a composition system to create that document. Just like we would if we were starting a Word document and saving it out as a Word file or a PDF, just in much higher volumes and typically data-driven, connected to customer data for that variable data printing that many of us in the print industry do, especially in customer communications management. And so when we talk about post-composition document reengineering or enhancement, basically we're talking about already made files, already composed files or jobs that are set to go through a print process or a print environment or a digital delivery environment to SMS, email, or even a digital mailbox of sorts or a portal. You might have a portal system that your customers are logging into. Post-composition document enhancement and reengineering, or transforms, as many of you may have heard them called, where you change from one file type to another at high speed in an automated and hands-off fashion, is important still today in the industry. We've heard over the years this call be called a stopgap measure or a band-aid to processes that are legacy or older. But in fact, we're finding more and more talking to our clients that these are critical tools in your workflow, in your overall end-to-end process, in your production environment for communications, whether it be marketing or critical, transactional in nature. And the reason this happens is because it is difficult to make a lot of changes up in the composition engine for a number of reasons. Sometimes regulatory, sometimes just by the nature of the changes that need to be made. And we have a few examples from our Customer Advisory Council meeting that recently happened at Print 18 in Chicago. We met with a bunch of our Customer Advisory Council, or our Solimar CAC, as you may hear us call it. And one of the items that stood out was actually from a client of ours, Tim Cooper from Harlan Clark. He talks about the importance of this document standardization example. And when they looked at moving it up the chain to the composition step to try to make the changes they needed to make, it was pretty intensive. In fact, they found that if they were going to do the composition side of things, make the changes in the composition side of things, they were looking at spending a total of some 2,743 hours. However, when they looked at their workflow, and they do have our Solimar chemistry platform, including Rubica, which provides the power of document reengineering, they found that they could reduce those total hours. Instead of using the composition system, they could actually use the post-composition solution of the chemistry platform in Rubica, and the total hours spent to make all the changes would be 21. So 2,743 hours down to 21 hours. That's a total saving of 2,722 hours. That is pretty impressive. And you can imagine, if you think about the FTE equivalent costs that go with that, you can kind of back into a significant cost savings for that organization. And those savings don't end just with Tim Cooper at Heartland Clark, we have also seen savings from people like Manish at Johnson and Quinn. And you can see some of this in our case study. But just to give you an idea of how Rubica has helped Johnson and Quinn from a post-composition perspective and the power of it, their automation that they were able to put in reduced their reprint workflow costs. So the ability to reprint something that did not get completed in their first run process or was damaged, they were able to reduce that cost by 90% utilizing the chemistry platform and the Rubica function within that platform in that module. Rubica also helped them realize close to a 15% savings in IT labor costs. And so Manish spoke about this also at our CAC meeting just recently in Chicago as part of the events around Print 18. It's impressive to see the power of these tools because sometimes they are not considered to be this critical to an organization or have the impact. But another interesting proof point of that is Wolverine Solutions Group. Bob White talked for us at the CAC as well. We had several customer presentations. And some other numbers that really stood out for us as part of how they were able to achieve better results for their businesses. Wolverine Solutions Group saw a reduction in cost of some $125,000 just by eliminating more than 90,000 undeliverable mail addresses by providing address cleansing and optimization services through our workflow platform, our chemistry platform. They also saw reduction in print and mail volumes generated by a second mailing because of this. So that includes a savings of some 80 plus thousand dollars. These are really important aspects of post-composition and the power of a post-composition document re-engineering solution like our Rubica module. So I would seriously recommend that if you are in our space, that you reach out to Solimar and you talk to your experts and your solutions experts at Solimar about your workflow, about how you take files or jobs that are composed and move them through your print or digital delivery environment, because there is likely ways that we can optimize, make it more efficient, make it run smoother, automate, and save your organization not only real dollars in the process, but also reduce your labor costs so that those full-time equivalents can actually be used for more important items in your organization. They can do more important projects and complete them and move the business forward, making it more profitable and more successful. I'm Jonathan Malone McGrew. This has been our latest Solacast from Solimar Systems. Please come back and join us again and review all the other Solacasts, newsletters, and latest press releases right on our website at solimarsystems.com.